Happy birthday, my love. Salad. Who ordered the salad? One salad.
Happy birthday, Milo.
Happy birthday, Milo. Milo got scared. Do you want to smell? Do you want to say something to the audience? And that was Milo saying happy birthday, everyone. Welcome back to the 7th episode.
We count the other one as 6?
I think we only have 6 up. But so we actually recorded an old episode. I want to say like last week, but unfortunately we did not charge the microphones, and we had some riveting topics there, such as our Disney Channel Mount Rushmore, just to recover from what we spoke about last week. Since it's never gonna see the light of day, it's gonna go, oh fuck, I forgot, Zendaya, Selena Gomez, Miley Cyrus?
No, the other way.
No way. You said Hannah Montana first. Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, I mean, I was going from top to bottom.
Top to bottom.
So Zendaya first, Selena Gomez, Hannah Montana. Number 4 was...
No, I think Selena Gomez number 3.
No, I remember we talked about it and they were like, dude, we totally forgot Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo. Vanessa, I'm just kidding.
Vanessa Hudgens is honorable mention. For honorable some reason, mention. She's still pretty relevant.
Brenda Song.
Oh, she got...
Had the comeback.
Yes, the comeback with Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin. Just a temperature check. We just came from Barrio Entertainment. The Filipino event of the year. we were hungry when we got home, so we decided to go get food. From High Life?
Yes, High Life.
Down the street. yikes.
What?
just slowly revealing where we live. I got fish and chips. If you're watching the video, I'm showing you my fish and chips. Bettina just showed her fat carne asada burrito. We wanted to do a podcast because we've not done one in a while. Since we have not recorded in Bettina's Tesla, I don't know why. The timing just hasn't lined up, but
just
here we are.
Really busy, like really, really, really busy. Like someone had 2 weddings in a row.
Yeah, so much drinking.
So much drinking.
Just haven't had time, but here we are now, recording technically episode 8, but this is number 7 going up.
Ooh. I have not had a burrito in so
Filipino,
long.
Filipino.
Oh yeah, so we just came back from Barrio Entertainment. We didn't go last year, huh? We didn't know about it.
I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, we didn't know about it last year. But this year, they had so much, like,
yeah, honestly, the Filipinos in LA, they're just on top of it. They've had, like, Filipino, like, Nike Run Club. They've had, like, yeah, honestly, Nike's a pretty good, like, sponsor for these events. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
And they just had like a bunch of like celebrities backing this, like Joe Koy. We saw Joe Koy there. Who else? Pilo.
So Super Sam and
So Super Sam, if you remember me from your last 143.
Yes, unfortunately I am the bad stalker. I'm just kidding. I just really like her.
The team is coming.
she hides from me when she sees me. I'm just kidding.
You have to give this background story. In case she ever sees this.
We went to the last 143, and I've always been a big fan of her, like, since high school.
Oh, really?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how long ago, but I've just always been a fan of her, and I've always heard of her, and I just always, like, looked up to her. I don't know. She's just been so cool to me. But the last 143 event, how old were we?
Maybe, like, 2 years ago? 3 years ago?
Maybe 3 years ago, and, I don't know, it was our last 143, and we stayed kind of... We got there really late at 143, and we stayed late. And we took a picture with Blake, her husband, and...
Or did we?
Or I did, because I was really drunk, and I had the liquid courage to, like, go up to them. If I saw a celebrity up front, like, I would not go up to them if I wasn't drunk.
Yeah, today we saw them again.
I did not say
and we were not drunk.
Not yet.
Bettina was like, I'm just going to keep walking. I was like, you don't want to take a picture of them? No.
Yeah, we walked right next to them. But
oh, I just saw so many people.
Yeah. I was just so shy. I don't know. Yeah, anyway, I'm so embarrassed whenever I see So Super Sam, because I was really obnoxious when I saw her. Like, the last time I saw her, I was so obnoxious. I was, like, screaming to get her, like, attention.
Literally, you were, like, hovering over her while she was trying to have a conversation.
No, literally, it was really embarrassing. Like, honestly, top embarrassing moment of my life. But me and Adrian just always laugh about it because of how embarrassing
it's
it was.
Just funny that, like, you're both in LA, so it's, like, you're obviously gonna run into each other again, you know?
But it's not even that. It's, like, I'm always gonna go to her events, like, you know? But it's, like, I really would not have gone up to her. I don't know what the fuck was happening in my brain that day. Like, I don't know if I was I was just like
I think you're thinking like, this is the last one.
I'm
never gonna see her again.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, we saw her today.
Yeah, unfortunately. But yeah. Anyway, that was my top embarrassing moment in my life. That I was like,
you're also a big fan of her husband, no?
Yeah, I watched Workaholics when I was growing up. When I was in high school, I was watching it, like, late night. It would show up on, like, TBS at a specific time. I want to say 9 or 10, maybe 8 p.m. But, yeah. Anyway, that's my embarrassing moment. That's why we're so, quote-unquote, stalkers. Yeah. But, yeah, we just came from Barrio. It was really fun. I had a good time.
DJ Nudes touched my elbow.
Oh, wait, I already told you this. But I told you that I was working at the voting center.
Are you allowed to tell people that?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway.
Whatever. It's a public thing, right? Like,
I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, I was helping out. I was volunteering for the voting center, and she, like, voted at my voting center.
Whoa.
And I was like, I'll help you.
Hey, voter.
Yeah, and then
did you vote for?
Just tell everyone who you voted for right now. Yeah. And I was, like, super weird about it. I was like, are you DJ Nudes? And she's like, yeah, I'm here to vote right now.
Dang,
and she was just, like, trying to be, like, super, like,
please don't disturb me.
Like, she's like, I mean, like, obviously, it's a serious time. Because at that time when it was it was the voting time, it was, like, Biden versus Trump, you know? Like, people there that were, like, people there were so serious
Kamala,
when I went at the voting center. Huh?
Kamala.
Ew, I said voting center.
What?
I just said voting.
With a B?
With a B. But, yeah, at the voting, oh, yeah, sorry. Kamala and Biden, and, like, lines were out the door at, like, closing time. And then we had to, like, hold a queue because there were just so many people at the, like, little machines, and, like, we couldn't work as fast as we could because people were taking their time voting.
Milo, who did you vote for? Who did you vote for?
Trump.
Oh, my gosh. He said Trump.
He said, yeah.
but it was cool. We saw Jokoi. We saw VST perform from far away. Who else did we see? I saw DJ Sparky close by.
Did you really?
Yeah, he walked by when we were taking pictures of the barbecue. I was like,
oh
yeah? That's Sparky.
Oh, that's right. There were a lot of cool vendors too, like Bina made.
Sorry, I did kidding. Not mean to laugh that hard.
No, it's just because that's our friend. I mean, yeah. We just know her.
Is she our
friend? I wish she was my friend. She's really cool. But there was this other one. Oh, the dog clips. Mm. If they had a Milo one, I would have paid for that.
Yeah.
It was $30 for a hair clip.
No way, the barrio.
25 or 30.
Dude, the dog barone was $30.
Oh, okay, maybe 20 then. 20 for the
That's crazy.
Hair clip. But yeah, I was like, you can't have you don't have a brown one? I guess I can't get one.
There's napkins in there.
No. Sorry.
Yeah, a lot of Filipino food. Dollar Hits was there. Sweet Bees, Cafe 86.
I'm pretty sure that's the one that we went to when we picked up coffee before we saw Ashley and Kenji.
I don't even remember picking up coffee.
Sacramento. Remember, we were like, oh, do you guys want coffee? Because we just, like, landed from our flight. And then we were like, oh, do you want to go?
That's right. That's
and then
right.
Ashley was like, oh, can you guys go to this cafe?
Oh, Cafe 86?
Yeah, I think so. But yeah. The goal to go to the Barrio Entertainment was to not spend money. Guess how much we spent.
So much.
Not even on food. Not even on shit. It was alcohol.
Honestly, I blame the social anxiety.
Yeah. I was a little nervous. I just feel like the liquid courage just, like, really gets me, like...
Yeah, but I feel like once you got going, you got going.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm such a good time when I have alcohol in my system, like...
That's actually part of the reason why we're doing a podcast right now.
What?
That's part of the reason why we're doing a podcast right now. Yeah,
the only reason we're doing a podcast is because I'm partially drunk. And I'm a good time when I'm drunk. Right, babe? Milo's licking his booty hole. He said, sorry, everyone.
Is there a napkin in there or no?
No, babe. But we spent, I spent $40 one round, $40 another round. Adrian spent $40 one round. He paid for the food.
I paid for the food?
Did I pay for the food? Okay, well, whatever. I spent a good $120 Jeez. On alcohol. But don't get me wrong, the bartender that we went to, I tipped him. He kept giving me strong drinks. So, you know, and I'm a heavy drinker. So that's why I kept giving him tips because I wanted him to pour it up. I just, you know, like I have no regrets. I had a good time. I had a great time. Any input? Did I have a good time?
I should have taken a picture with So Super Sam.
I should have taken a picture with the bartender.
He was a super one tonight.
Oh, yeah. He poured it up. Like, he gave me literally a splash of Coke for my Long Island. It was, the cup was all alcohol. All alcohol. That is my best friend. That was my So Super Sam.
That was So Super Sam tonight.
Yeah. He was a winner in my eyes. Yes. And he literally, and I was like, I'm back. Can you give me it? And then I ordered you another drink, right? And I was like, oh, can I get a splash? And he was like, oh, yeah. And then I think he saw someone behind him walk up behind him. So he grabbed the calamansi juice. And then he turned around and he grabbed the...
Oh, really?
The tequila. Or whatever alcohol was in that can. And he like...
Dude, your drink was so strong. Like, holy shit. I could not even
Yeah, no. Everyone that took a sip from my drink was like... gag.
Dude was like,
that was too much.
This is my shit.
Yeah. That was my drink. Yeah, that was a good time. I had three drinks. I was fucked up. No regrets.
What was your highlight of Barrio?
I had a good time listening to the music. I just miss going out, you know? I just miss drinking, going out. But it was nice because it was during the day and we got back around 9. Like, we are back to our home at 9 p.m. on a Saturday. Hello?
Yeah.
Do you not agree?
Yeah.
Like, I think that was the highlight of my night. Like, just listening to music, vibing. Yeah.
Who's your favorite performer?
I feel like we didn't stay for a lot of them besides So Super Sam. I wish we stayed for VST. It was so cool. They did that line dance. Oh, I went up to them and I was like, oh, how do you guys know the dance? Why does everyone know what to do?
Who did you go up to?
the girls we were with.
Uh-huh. Oh, they were dancing?
Yeah, I was like, did you guys do the dance? And then they were like, oh, yeah, we did. And I was like, how do you guys know the dance? Like, why does everyone know what to do?
But you never saw that dance growing up?
No.
Oh, no way.
My family parties were just drinking. Dang. They were not... It was like karaoke and drinking.
Oh, dang.
It was never like dancing.
We didn't get to see the karaoke contest. Dude, they're literally giving away trips to the Philippines. It's like $1,200.
Round trip, right?
Yeah, two round trips.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's a good deal.
Yeah. I wish you saw it. Because I bet there's a bunch of like good singers out there.
Yeah, Filipinos, right? Can I have some?
Have some more.
Of your fish and chips?
Sure.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
Is this Adrian's fish and chips? Here's the ASMR. That's cool. What do you think about Fishwives in Pasadena?
It's overpriced.
Yeah, I feel like...
It's like $32 for fish and chips.
For one.
I mean, it's like one big block of like fish. But then...
It's literally like this.
I mean, it's really good. And their fries, too, are really good. Oh, and their clam chowder. But honestly, if you order the fish and chips and the clam chowder, it comes out to like $45 for like one person.
We split one. We went one time.
This?
$25.
Burrito, salad, fries, fish and chips. $25. With the shake, $30.
Yeah, but who's counting the shake?
And then we went to get Moffett's chicken apple or chicken pot pie. Dude, four pies, $45.
Recession is coming, that's everyone. Crazy, the bro. Recession is coming. No one should be spending $40 on pot pies.
After you said, I just spent $120 on alcohol and I have no regrets.
You're absolutely right. Where's the seasoning for the fries?
I don't know. Where'd you put it? Was there a bag?
Oh, it's right here. I had it. We also had this one pho place in Pasadena.
Oh my gosh, we ate out so much this week.
Na Trang. Okay. And it was really good. I don't wanna be mean, but it was kinda better than Golden Deli.
Golden Deli pho.
Uh-huh. Are you okay?
I'm so full. My head hurts.
You're full or you're drunk?
No, my head hurts. Yeah, Na Trang is good.
I like Na Trang. The
broth is so, like, clean.
I mean, it was so flavorful. Like, I feel like Golden Deli's pho is a little too sweet sometimes.
Sweet?
Mm-hmm. What are you doing, Momo? Yeah. And then, so, the past 2 weeks... Adrian had two weddings.
Yeah, it's like wedding season. It is spring. Oh, my tummy's out. I'm just lay down and like talk, you know? Yeah, it's like spring season. Everyone's having a spring wedding. And yeah, it just so happens that it was like back to back. The first one was for my tita. And her wedding was...
How do you know her?
It's, my mom took care of her kids for the longest time, literally.
Two of them, right?
Yeah. She has three kids now. Oh, no, she took care of all three, which is crazy.
That's so crazy.
Literally, like, the middle child, my mom took care of her since she was, like, 6 months old. And now she's, like, 18 and in college. So my mom's a... pretty close.
Was that the debut thing. That we went to?
Yeah, so my mom also did her debut, which is crazy.
Did her debut like he did? She has a photo.
Yeah, she did the photo booth. Photo shoot.
Sorry.
Yeah, so we went to the wedding. That was all the way in like, what city is that?
Rancho.
No, the wedding.
Oh, Paula. Temecula.
Temecula, yeah. Paula's the... We stayed overnight at Paula for... Since it was so far, it was like 2.5 with traffic. And then we also spent like Easter over there. It was like my mom's birthday, so we stayed overnight at the casino to hang out. And honestly, we just stayed up late talking and gossiping.
Oh, like 2 a.m.
2 a.m. and while drinking, and I was like... Yeah, there's a lot of drinking and chilling. It was fun. And then we went to church. And what else did we do? Where did we eat lunch? Oh, X-Fish. Yeah, we went back to X-Fish. I think we talked about X-Fish on this podcast before, which is so funny. Yeah, and then the following weekend was another wedding. This time all the way on the opposite side in Santa Clarita. Yeah, that one's also a family friend. One of my mom's sister's high school friends. And I barely made the invite. I was technically a seat filler. But I don't mind. I had a good time.
It's okay.
Yeah, that wedding was like super like our age. So they had like LA hot dogs.
In-N-Out.
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
But you didn't make it to the In-N-Out.
I wasn't invited to the In-N-Out.
when everyone's asking, oh, are you going to the after party?
And I'm just like, I'm going to go home. And we also had to stay overnight there because it was like an hour away from Pasadena, like 2 hours from my mom. But that was fun. It was fun too. It's just wedding season, you know? I feel like springtime is, okay. Springtime is just wedding season. I feel like it was just really nice weather, so I think it's a good call.
It wasn't hot, right? Like,
no, it was actually really cold. Yeah. What else happened? Oh, I feel like we did something last Sunday. After I came back, we went to go do something.
No, we just hung out at home.
Well, we went to our first open house today. I feel like this is something that we're gonna like look back on, you know. Yeah, don't know what else to say. We're just looking at houses now because that's what we do. I don't know.
We're just at that age, you know. Like we're just like.
But this is like it's not like just cause, you know, because we're at the age. It's like we're actually trying to buy a house. But we'll see. We'll see what comes up.
Yeah, I feel like we're just going with the flow. We're not like pushing it or like forcing ourselves to get a home. It's like
I think we're definitely like waiting for the right one.
Yeah.
Like there's no rush.
Yeah. And I think we're just at the right time to do it.
Honestly, like I love our apartment, but I want to own something also.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just so crazy trying to find something in LA County because everything's so expensive.
The houses are crazy. Oh my god.
We also don't want to like commute.
We have our priorities set, you know, like, and it's not in the IE. Not trying to commute.
Our top three non-negotiables.
Okay, top three non-negotiables are laundry, commute.
Central AC.
Central AC. Yeah, so for the past, 3 years we've been living here?
Oh my gosh, yeah, we've never had central AC.
We've never had central AC. We've only had, like, an AC unit on the wall, and it's only one.
Yeah, and, like, portable units and...
in the bedrooms. And the summer here is ridiculous. Like, Milo is panting.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hot in here. So
technically, it's just an investment for Milo. The little baby.
Everything we do is for Milo. There's nothing else. But, yeah, we've just been looking at houses just for fun. We're not, like, it's chill.
It's chill.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal.
Just want to be a homeowner.
Yeah. It's like we're at that age. It's time. We have a cat. We have two kids.
Yeah, and we want to get like a little yard for Milo so we can run around outside.
And possibly a catio, which is an outdoor patio for cats. So they can go outside, but only within that little... enclosure.
Would you trust him in an enclosure?
Yes.
If it has to be closed?
Yes.
Like the one that we saw today, would you trust him in the in the deck?
Absolutely not.
Or the roof?
No, the catio is like fully enclosed, but it's just like covered with screen, but they can like climb, look outside. It's basically like a window, but they could be outside. My problem is that I kiss Momo in the face too much, and my Momo lies on my face. I mean, on my chest. So that means that if he goes outside, he cannot lay on my chest. That's my problem.
I'm just scared he's gonna run.
Remember when somebody was like, those are not kids?
Oh my gosh.
What?
I feel like whoever says that hasn't had a pet before.
Yeah, they've never.
There's so much responsibility. You have to come home and feed them.
Yeah.
Take them OUT. Play with them.
Look at this guy.
Give them attention.
This guy?
Tuck them into bed.
He's jealous.
Give them hugs and kisses. Kiss. Okay, that's enough. Thank you. See?
Yeah, there's no way that they're not kids, man.
What else do we have coming up?
Mother's Day. Adrian has 2 DJ sets coming up.
Oh, shit.
She actually has one tomorrow.
Mother's Day's next week, huh? Oh, shit.
He has a DJ set. So he actually posted it on Facebook Marketplace that he is DJ for hire.
Yeah, and literally, like, by the end of the, I pressed it on like a Friday, and by the end of the weekend I had someone interested in booking. And yeah, someone's first birthday party is tomorrow, and they asked me to DJ, and that should be fun. I feel like,
I guess, ask Adrian how much he's getting paid.
No, who are you telling to ask?
Man,
that's a secret.
For a first birthday party,
dude, for my first gig, but they don't know that.
That's crazy. This
is my first time here.
For a first birthday party, he won't even remember how, like,
yeah, but I bet it's for the parents. Like,
no, yeah, I'm pretty sure they're having like a huge, like, turn up. Shit, yeah, they're having a huge party. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's weird because, like, on the description, they're like, oh, I just want it chill. I want, like, no preference in artist or... I'm just like, dude, like, tell me something. Give me one person, you know?
Yeah, but it's cool, though. I think it's a good idea. I really want to do that business idea.
What business idea?
Like, Milo. Tell everyone what you're doing. Someone's sleepy. I think this is the end of the episode.
Milo.
That's an...
What, is he sniffing the bag?
He's trying to sniff wherever the meat is. I dropped the piece of meat.
No way.
Yeah. What's been going on your TikTok? What have you been watching?
My TikTok?
Yeah. Tell me about your feed.
Dude, my TikTok is all... DJing new songs. Honestly, that's how I've been finding some, like, new tracks to play. Yeah, it's a lot of my, like, TikTok got hacked, so I had to make a new one. So I really hate my FYP, but literally my whole FYP is just DJing, which I don't really mind, but, you know, it's a little bland. Not a lot of a blend of my interests. So yeah, it's a lot of DJing, a lot of new songs. I get a funny one here and there, but yeah, I actually don't even go on TikTok that much anymore. How about you?
At all?
No, not really.
At all?
Maybe if I'm like really bored.
What about when you're pooping?
I'm on Instagram.
Oh, what are you watching on Instagram?
Stories or I don't know.
Just like reels.
Yeah, I feel like for League. Me it's like I'm not really looking for anything. I'm just kind of doom scrolling low key.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on TikTok when I'm doing cardio, when I'm just like scrolling just to scroll. Like, I'm not like looking for anything, you know?
Yeah, I think for me I'm more on like YouTube.
What are you watching on YouTube?
Oh, so this genre, I don't know if it's really a genre, but it's just like a type of video I've been watching, is kind of like the meaning behind cartoons. And
what is the meaning behind cartoons?
Not like general cartoons, but like specific ones.
Give me an example.
So one I'm watching is like how Adventure Time explains how people deal with like loss and stuff. How to heal from it. It's very like, when you watch Adventure Time, you're just like, it's a kid's show, you kind of put it on in the background, but when they like explain it, it's like very deep, like things like, you ever watched Adventure Time or no?
No, never. I've never watched Adventure Time.
It's actually, yeah, I like watch videos on like explanations of episodes, and it's very like deep, like as a
adult.
Yeah. It's like in the early episodes, like Finn, who's like the main character, he's like the typical hero who like knows like what's right and wrong, but like over time he kind of like realizes that not everything is so black and white. And then he's like, through the episodes you slowly see him like realize that, you know, like not everything is black and white. You know, you could be like a bad person who's trying to do good, or a good person who like just slips up and does bad. And then yeah, just like very like deep, like you wouldn't expect it from a show like Adventure Time. But
what episode do you think resonates with you the most?
I actually never watched Adventure Time growing up. That's why it's so interesting to like watch this episode, and it's like, okay, I'll get around to watching it eventually, but I haven't really.
I thought you were a big, oh, it's not that, it's Steven Universe.
Steven Universe, regular show, what else?
Was that also a deep show?
Drake and Josh.
Was that also a deep show when you were growing up? I mean, like, looking back at those episodes, were those deep?
Not as deep. Well, I mean, I haven't seen, like, a, what do you call it, like, an analysis of it, but I feel like Steven Universe is pretty deep. That one's, like, I think that one has a lot of meaning behind the face of it, I guess. But, yeah, I would recommend it, like, watch it kind of one time and then go back and, like, analyze it.
Because I feel like, we've been rewatching Victorious, like, just in the background or, like, repeatedly because it's, like, a comfort show. But then, like, as watching it as an adult, there's so many things that are so disturbing about it.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, like, when we were children.
It's funny. Because, like,
yeah,
the audience laughs, so you assume it's, like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, watching it back, it's, like, that's not okay.
So that's why I was asking, like, was, like, were the shows that you watched, like, Steven Universe, what was the other one that you said?
Regular show,
like, rewatching it, do you notice something that has a deeper meaning?
Steven Universe, I kind of watched in high school and college. And honestly, like, they kept releasing seasons until, like, later on. So I feel like I watched that one as an adult. That one I kind of understood. Regular show is just, no, not really.
What is Regular Show about? I've never watched it.
Modeling. Modeling. Oh. Just like two park workers, and they're just like, they're lazy at their jobs, and then some supernatural thing happens. But it's funny because it's called Regular Show, but it always like becomes extreme. I don't know. That one's just funny. There's no like real meaning behind that one. Yeah.
What about Drake and Josh?
What, like,
like, rewatching, because I know you rewatch those episodes, and I know you, like, analyze some of these episodes. I mean, not analyze, watch analysis.
I like the ones I watch, like, I think Drake and Josh is kind of, like, Victorious. It's very, like,
I think they were, like, less subtle. I mean, I feel like they weren't as, like, dirty jokes in Drake and Josh.
Yeah. But I think it's, like, that one, it's just, like, take it for what it is. There's no really, like, deeper meaning behind it, I guess.
Yeah. What's your favorite episode of Drake and Josh?
Oh, dang, that's hard. Dang. I'm trying to think of one that has, like, a lot of, like, memorable quotes. The first one that comes to mind is the skydiving episode.
I don't think I've watched that one.
They win, like, a trip to go skydiving, and then Drake's parents tell him no. But he goes anyway, and then Josh is like trying to get him to come back, but then he ends up going, and then the pilot faints.
During the flight?
Yeah, during the skydive.
Oh shit.
And then so he faints or something, or gets knocked out, and then the plane is like on E. It's like on
like empty tank.
E. And then Drake goes, Josh, look, the gas is on E. Josh goes, maybe that means extra fuel.
Yeah, how's their podcast going? And Josh Peck has a podcast, right?
I've seen a couple episodes. I actually watched an episode with Drake.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of like squashed their beef, I guess.
Okay, so what was their beef?
Their beef was like they kind of just drifted apart after the show, and
but there was no actual beef. Like no, there's Drake no actual hated. Beef.
Like I think it was like more people like putting words in their mouth, and like I think Drake was a little hurt that he wasn't invited to the wedding. But of course, like Josh had people that he was like closer to.
Yeah.
But then it was like no hard feelings, kind of.
Yeah.
Like they just sorted it out. Yeah, they just like never got around to, you know, like reconnecting again. And yeah, and I think it's just more like you drift apart. It wasn't like actual beef or anything.
Oh dang! I thought there was beef. Like they hated each other because. No. Drake was quote-unquote the good-looking guy.
Yeah, there's a whole thing where people thought Drake was like a essayer of like
minors. Oh yeah in but Mexico, right?
Yeah, ended up being fake, I guess.
Oh
like,
really
got, like yeah
who
found guilty. I don't know.
Wait, he was guilty or he was not guilty?
He was not guilty. Yeah. It sucks, you know, you get famous and people try to come for you.
Yeah, like for the smallest thing. Yeah. Like, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you? What's your, what show is, like, most memorable to you?
Hannah Montana.
And what's your most memorable? What episode, the first one that comes to mind when you're...
No. I'm just kidding. No. I think when... I don't know. I just watched it, like... It was just so memorable for me just because I always watched it with my parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, if you ever come to my house and Hannah Montana is on or Miley Cyrus is on the screen, my dad will go on and on about how, like, we watched it together and, like...
That one in the Wizards of Waverly Place here.
Yeah.
I brought it up. I was like, oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, because the TV was in the living room and, like, I would always put it on whenever we're eating dinner or something. So, yeah, my parents grew up watching Hannah Montana Wizards of Waverly Place.
They would, like, watch shows with you.
More, like, in the background.
Yeah, but, like, they're paying attention, you know. So
yeah.
Whatever to them.
Yeah, and, like, It's just so crazy how I feel like Hannah Montana kind of grew up with me. Like, she went to college around the same time as me. Crazy. Like, she was in the same age group as me. I don't know. I really just felt like I grew up with Hannah Montana. I was a Disney Channel girl more than a Nickelodeon.
Dang, you weren't programmed by Dan Schneider.
Mm-mm. No, I was very PG. No nasty jokes over here. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love watching SpongeBob and, like, Victorious.
Hello. Why are you shaking so much?
He thinks he's going out.
Okay.
Yeah, we rearranged our living room. Yeah. Not really rearranged, but we just got... I'm trying to figure out what to do with it.
It's funny because the couch looks exactly the same.
It looks exactly the same, but it's not, okay? It looks exactly the same. But again, it's not.
In the shot, it looks the same, but...
And the color.
Yeah, the color, the cover.
But as you can tell, it's a little bit lower than the other one.
Yeah.
So, that's what...
Yeah, and it's just fun to think about, like, oh, dang, if we get a new place, then we have to figure out how to rearrange it.
Yeah, and, like, all the homes in LA are so small... feel like you really need a small couch.
Yeah, I think we messed up the first couple times.
With what?
Our couch is so large.
Yeah, both of our couches so in like space. Irvine, the one over there. Yeah. Like the couch was huge because we, all of our furniture is what, hand-me-downs?
Oh, I was gonna say dedicated to laying down.
No, I think we only got them because they were all hand-me-downs. Like, yeah. We didn't want to spend money on furniture.
Yeah.
We got the futon, the black couch, all hand-me-downs. Whatever our parents had extra of, like, we just took it because we didn't want to spend money on it.
Our coffee table is from Goodwill.
Mm-hmm. But this one's a pretty good one. I like this one.
Yeah, it's such a good price,
too. Yeah, for such a good price.
Even the blue couch was Facebook Marketplace. Our TV stand, the tables. Oh my gosh, everything.
Yeah. So in our, like, let's say we get a new home. Like, what is something that you would get rid of in this living room in order to make space in our new home? Just assuming that the living room space is much smaller than this one. Because our apartment right now, it's very open space. Like, there's no separation between dining room and living room.
Honestly, I think the only thing is, like, the little locker thing where we keep the printer. Mm. I don't think that would, like, really fit.
We need that one.
I don't think it would, like, fit in a small room, you know? Mm. I feel like wherever space we would put that, we could use it for, like, something else. I don't know. How about you?
I think that brown table over there.
Oh, really? I like that brown table. That. But yeah, you're right. I feel like it would be hard to, like, place it somewhere.
Yeah, because I feel it's just a table. Like, it's not... It doesn't serve any purpose for us.
Yeah. I really like the green table that we got from IKEA. That one.
Mm.
It's my favorite.
We gotta figure out what to do with it.
Why?
I don't know. I just want to put it in a right corner. Like, the right
space. I thought you gotta figure out if you're gonna get rid of it.
No. We paid for that one. Brand new. Yeah, I think that one's we're keeping... Yeah, everything we got here was used.
Our refrigerator is brand new.
Yes, sponsored by my mother. Shout out to my mother. Yeah, everything else is pretty much used. Not the tables were new. I mean, old. Dang. I mean, used.
Who knows?
Our mattress is used.
Oh my gosh, that's our neighbor's mattress.
It was our neighbor's mattress because we had a full bed in our previous apartment. And a bunch of my friends were making fun of us because I have a Tesla and I can't afford a new mattress, a queen bed. We still got a used queen bed. So the first time I saw them, I was like, guess what? We finally got a new bed.
Who
said? A queen bed. It was Andrew.
Oh. Aww.
Aww. Milo. Hi, Milo.
Yeah, the mattress, the mattress frame.
Yeah, I like the.
Our desks are. We bought the desks.
I bought your desk, which was one. My desk.
Yeah.
So technically,
mine is a hand me down from you.
Yes. So that one's also hand me down. Yours is
from Facebook.
Yeah, mine is from Facebook.
Dude, our big beanbag.
Momo.
Our beanbag is Facebook Marketplace.
Actually, dude, it's crazy. Not.
What
it's
is it?
From the Buy Nothing page.
Oh my gosh.
So there's this page called Buy Nothing, blah, 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 whatever city you're in. And basically, it's people getting rid of things for free. And depending on what city you're in,
their stuff is lit.
Their stuff is lit. Okay. So for example, I'm part of a very rich neighborhood. And I'm part of their Buy Nothing page. And they give away, like, free, nice shit, okay? And a couple blocks down, Adrian signs up for the Buy Nothing page for a more...
Another nice city.
Nice city. However, it's a bunch of, like, apartment complexes. It's not really homes, right?
Mine or yours?
Yours.
Yours is more.
Actually, mine is more like homes. Like, the places we pick up things are homes.
That's true. Yeah.
But yours is full of apartment complexes.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
And all his shit on his page, ghetto as fuck.
Oh, whoa, bro. They ghetto. I got a pair of, like, monitor speakers that are, like, really nice.
One's cool.
Dude, those are, like, retails for, like, $100 to $150, and someone just gave it away.
And it was in good quality, too.
Yeah,
it was clean.
I used it yesterday.
Yeah. It was a good quality. But, yeah, someone was giving away, like, paper. Like, 3 sheets of paper.
Yeah, like, construction paper.
Lined paper.
Used clothes and shoes. Yeah, I feel like the South Pass. Oh, the South.
It's okay.
Southern California.
Okay, whatever. I'm part of the South Pasadena Buy Nothing page, and their page is so lit. Like, if I need some... Okay, so for example, I was making Lay's for my cousin's and brother's graduation, and I asked the group if they had, like, bouquet...
Yeah, like wire, mm-hmm. styrofoam block.
Yeah.
And I think some you got everything.
I got everything. Like, I was able to build the bouquet. Like, I only had to pay for what the... I only had to make the flowers. Like, yeah. make the flowers, and everything else was already given to me. Yeah. Yeah, so bless that group.
And it's so funny because, like, we'll literally go, like, to the same houses over and over again, and they just keep giving stuff away for free.
I know. And then this week, we got 2 avocados. They're huge.
And they're delicious.
They were so good. They were like, not organic, but...
It tasted like
just homegrown. Sweeter. Yeah. They weren't like... Yeah. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, but we will say that we do try to give stuff back to these groups.
Absolutely. I literally give out things like... I gave out like containers that we had extras of. Baskets.
Oh yeah, I gave
them jewelry,
like the old rug that we had.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We it's always like a give and take, right? Like, I take some from the group.
Yeah.
But then I always like give away and like, what?
Nothing.
This is Momo. He did not show up at the last
Momo,
episode.
Momo, do you want to say anything to the podcast?
He's a sweet guy.
Hey, Momo.
I'm going to carry him.
I want him to speak.
Mau Mau.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. This is Mau Mau.
Oh, my goodness. What's happening?
God. Never mind. I'm so sorry, everyone. But, yeah. You guys should join your
local
Buy Nothing
page.
I think your mom got dog food, right?
Oh, yeah. She picked up, like... Like a big fresh bag of dog food.
Yeah, I recommend it to everyone. Like, Ryan told his mom.
Mm-hmm.
His mom, like, signed up for her area.
Did she get anything good?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. But
yeah, and I think it's all the same group, right? They use the same, like, group picture.
Yeah, the logo and, like, the same, like, first names. And then Adrian's mom signed up for it. Yeah, I love it. It's great. And then, like, sometimes they'll give out, like, free furniture. Like, for example, this couch that I'm leaning on right now. We just had to clean it a little bit. Okay.
We'd have to get a U-Haul to pick it up, but...
Yes. But we don't... We also don't have a vehicle to...
The couch itself was free.
Yeah. And it's pretty sturdy. Okay. I think that should wrap up our episode because somebody's getting really tired.
Yeah. I don't feel so good.
Yeah.
Don't drink, kids. It's not good for you.
I had a great time.
Adults, save your money. Drink at home.
Yeah, save your money. I told him to pack 2 bottles to pregame in. He's like, this one's really strong, and he only packed 1.
She almost finished it.
I said, babe, we drink a lot. You didn't bring a second alcohol? And he's like, no, we don't need it. This one's really, really strong.
Yeah, look at me. I'm about to pass out.
Yeah, after we had 3 cups at the bar. Anyway, my new thing is to go out early and come back early.
Is that your high-low Momo?
Yeah, that's it. I refuse to go out late anymore. I think I'm tired.
I'm kind of into it.
Me too. I'm so into this. Like, it's only 10:30.
Only 10:30.
And our night is done. I'm at home with my pets.
We had dinner. We had time to get dinner. We had time to shoot a pod.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Advocate for earlier events.
Yes.
Maybe it's just like a late 20s, early 30s thing.
Yeah. No, it definitely is. 100%.
Yeah, it was just funny seeing all the titos and titas out and about at night.
I know. They were all dancing to the music, too.
Yeah. That's funny. The guy was like, yeah, I was like dancing. And I actually bumped into Tita, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
Who?
The guy.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was like, that's so crazy.
Yeah, because she was like dancing to...
Pilo.
Yeah, Pilo. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's so cool. And also, like, we got there, what? Within, we were in line to get inside, and, like, we recognized two people already. Like, two people called out my name.
Patina!
And I was like, what the fuck? Like, well, I haven't even gone inside yet. Like, I've already seen two people. Like, no, I mean, like, it's, like, a cute little thing. Like, all the Filipino
They didn't scan the QR code, huh?
No, they didn't. But the event was free, so we didn't have to do much, so... Yeah.
Fun.
But yeah, so much
Until next year, we'll get a picture next year, Super Sam. Watch out for us. If you see two Filipinos running, you gotta start running.
There's so many Filipinos, thank
Filipino.
God. Filipinos. Okay, yes. I think somebody's getting tired, so we're gonna wrap up with Hilo Momos.
What's your Hilo Momo?
You go first, Momo.
I think my high is DJ gigs and making money. I love money.
Money.
How about you?
My low. I'm gonna start with. Oh wait, what did you start with?
My high.
Your high. I had a really good time this weekend. We stayed in yesterday. No plans. Did not do shit. And today we went to the gym. We went to a couple open houses. And we also went to Barrio Entertainment. And I had a great time. Even though I was really fucked up. I had a great fucking time. Hell yeah. What, Adrian? What?
So Super Sam hates to see us coming.
You need to let that go, okay? You're like, never.
Never.
Carry this until we get until we old. Die. Yes.
I'm gonna be in my deathbed, okay? Remember that
you're
one
like,
time?
You're like, so Super Sam wishes you were here. No, I wish So Super Sam was here.
I hope when I'm in my hospital bed, I share a hospital room with So Super Sam. And we could take a selfie.
That'd be so crazy. You know, she's almost 40.
I believe
she's
it.
She's like 10 years older than us.
I believe it. Oh. I think she was already like...
She was already big. Up, yeah. Yeah.
She was already like big when we were still in college, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. When I listened to those DJ sets, I was like, dude.
You can do that. Yeah, you guys should listen to Adrian's SoundCloud. He just recorded a set. And he just recorded a... Twitch or video or no? Just a set.
I have the video. Maybe I'll put it on YouTube.
Okay, yeah. It's really good. I think it's his best set yet.
Ooh.
I'm also his number one fan.
So don't take her word for it. He's biased.
Yeah, I literally say it's the best because I love him, but I also think it's really good. So you guys should listen to it.
I listened to him like, oh, this is good.
Yeah, I played it while I was getting ready and he was like, is this my mix?
Okay, don't say like that.
He was like, yeah, it's your mix. And he was like, wow, it's really good. No, but no, for real though, like, no, I think that mix was one of your best sets. Because I had a good time. I was like studying while he was playing. Yeah, and it was great.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your kindness, ma'am.
You're welcome. My low is, shall I say it?
I thought it's what we could do better.
It's high, low, Momo.
High, what we can do better, Momo.
No, it's low.
Okay, this is your segment. you call it.
Okay, you go first.
You were about to say it.
No, I don't want to now.
What are we saying?
The low.
My low is that my stomach hurts every time I drink.
Your what hurts?
My stomach. Yeah, I don't know. Every time I drink, this don't feel good. It's not a good feeling for me, you know?
Yeah.
I just took like super bonsai pills from... Under the Influence podcast, they like put out these hangover pills, and I've been taking them the past 3 weeks. And I don't know. I still don't feel good.
You feel hungover, though? Are they working?
Not hungover, but, I mean, just the pain.
What pain?
Tummy pain. Stummy pain. How about you? What's your low?
Not taking a picture, but so super sad.
Dang. Dude, I told you to. When you walked by, I was like, you don't want a picture? No, just keep walking.
I'm just so embarrassed. Like,
dude, she does not remember.
Dude, she fucking remembers.
You probably look like
every other fucking Filipino. No, I'm one of a kind, okay? I'm one of a kind. I'm not every other Filipino.
So you
I'm just kidding,
think
no.
that she'll remember you?
I think she will remember me, but not in a good way.
Next time you take a picture, hey, you remember me?
And she's like, yeah. Yeah, I do. And she's like, security.
She's like, who else is coming to 1/4? Never mind.
Oh, man. She wishes I was there. Just kidding. No, but I can't believe we're not going to 1/4/3. I'm so sad. She did this on purpose. She knew that we were going to be out of town that
week.
She's
like, check her schedule.
Yeah. She's like, I have access to their Google accounts.
Dang. It sounds really cool, too. They're doing, like, whole debut theme. People will come dressed up in, like,
Dresses, debut.
Barongs, and there's going to be candles and stuff.
That'd be so cute.
Dang. Sick.
I can't believe she's coming back with it. Maybe she misses it. I wonder why.
Yeah, she had a kid and everything, so.
I know. And I think she's pretty old now. Not pretty old, but like maybe like 3. I don't know. But anyway, my low is...
Oh my gosh. My low. My low Momo.
Milo's like, can I be my high?
My high.
Why do I have to be my low? Oh, Milo. Milo Momo. That's so cute. Milo.
Milo is
the best. Milo is the best doggy ever. Just kidding. Milo is not getting to watch Sinners one more time. In this the episode that we recorded did not get to record the audio, we were talking about how good Sinners was.
So good.
It's so good. They literally won't stop making content about it because they keep finding out new shit about the movie. Like, it's so good. Yeah. It's been out for, what, 2 weeks already? Three?
Two?
I think 3. Because we watched it on... Oh, the release week, huh?
Us week? No? Before... wedding
before Paula, so 3 weeks ago.
Oh dang, that's a while ago.
Yeah,
but yeah, so good.
Yeah. What was your favorite part about Sinners? Like, why is it so good to you?
I think for me, just the background that he shot it on physical film, just like the cinematography was really good. But I also really like the story. On my first watch, you could kind of see like the. You can kind of see like the hints of like cultural appropriation and racism, and it's all kind of like kind of through the story of like music and, you know, blues and Irish music, and I don't know, it was a really cool concept.
A lot of cultural history, right?
Yeah, very. It's like a historical piece too.
Even the like the Chinese markets, there was like this there was this video of them interviewing like who the person was based off of, and she was an old Chinese lady, and she owned 2 different grocery stores. Did you see this one?
Mm-mm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so she owned 2 different grocery stores, one for the blacks and one for the whites, on the Mississippi Delta.
And that's what she's based off of? Oh, because her husband was on one side, right?
And yeah.
She was running down on the other side. Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
And, like, they were saying how important the Chinese were in the Mississippi because they played that, like, we don't really know where we belong. Like
in the middle, intermediate.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
So it's just so crazy how good that movie is. And I really want to watch it again.
I think they released it. They extended it and they released it. They like extended how long they're gonna have it on IMAX.
Oh shit.
Yeah, so maybe next time, who knows, by the time we do the next episode, we might be in a new house.
I don't think that's gonna happen in the next episode.
Well, it's not gonna happen with an attitude like that.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Okay.
I don't know. He just kept telling me that all day today after the open house.
It's true, though.
Because I kept saying, like, oh, this one doesn't have this. Oh, this one doesn't have that.
Beggars can't be choosers. So the only option is to get rich and get everything that you want, you know?
Yeah. Or, just kidding. What's your low?
My low? I already said my low. My stomach hurts.
Oh, yeah. His tummy hurts. So, one time, Adrian got really mad at me because, like, all... every day of the week, every time I ate, I kept saying my tummy hurts, and he literally was like, babe, why does your tummy always hurt after you eat? You need to fix that, okay? I can't always.
In my defense, I will
say he's right. Like, why does my tummy hurt? Like,
no, it's because you know something's going to hurt your stomach after you eat it, but then you eat it anyway, like pizza. You're like, oh, this is going to hurt my stomach, but I want pizza. And then after eating it, oh, my stomach hurts so much. And then, like, the next day, it's, like, ice cream. You'll have ice cream, like, oh, my gosh, my stomach hurts.
Yeah. And it's just, like, I don't know. The smallest things, it will hurt my tummy. And then I'll have to ask him to rub it, massage it. I don't know.
Now my stomach hurts.
Yeah. And then we were in the car today. And I was really bloated before we went to Barrio Entertainment. And I was like, oh man, my stomach hurts. Because I couldn't figure out which one I was going to say. Was I going to say my stomach or my tummy? So now it's stummy.
Yeah, now my stummy hurts.
Yeah, so now he makes fun of me for that.
But my stummy actually hurts.
Okay.
So I think we should call it.
Wait, your Momo, what's your fun fact?
My fun fact
is... it cannot be about your stummy.
What? My fun fact...
Is
that... Oh, my fun fact is... yesterday,
You love me.
Huh?
Huh?
What'd you say? What? I what you?
You love me?
Oh... I heard something else.
What did you think I said?
My fun fact is, yesterday I bought a bunch of like lighting equipment. Dude, I'm gonna throw a rave in the living room when it comes in, and it's gonna be sick. So, Momo.
That's your fun fact.
That's my fun fact. Our living room is gonna turn into a rave in a couple days.
What is my fun fact? Maybe can you help me with my fun fact?
Bettina's fun fact is...
my stomach always hurts.
Oh, you walked a lot yesterday. No, 2 days ago. 3 days ago?
Thursday.
Yeah, you like walked like every time you were
every
like...
every hour.
Every hour. You like walked like... it was like a couple miles, no?
I walked before lunch for 30 minutes on my walking treadmill while I was working. And then during lunchtime, I went on another 30-minute walk with Milo outside. And then around, like, 3, I walked in again. Yeah, I walked a lot.
Yeah, you're a walker.
I need a walking. A walker.
I need a walker.
And the little thing. Like an old person.
But okay, hopefully the next time we shoot this, it will not be such a long break.
And we won't be not feeling good.
Yeah.
We won't have a stomach problems.
Yeah. Did you fart? No. It smells so bad.
You have someone right next to you. His tummy's been hurting all day.
You can't just blame everything on Milo.
Momo?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for watching.
Feel better, Adrian.
Thanks.
Your stomach.
Maybe it was me.
You farted? You farted? No,
but it's really smelly.
It's you, huh? Just admit it. Say it to the group.
Not the viewers.